What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
Podcast. This episode is going to be a two-parter. So enjoy the first part, okay? Enjoy the first part. The second part,
it's going to be on Patreon only, you guys. It's only for our chain gang. You guys know we give you guys exclusive content, bonus content. You can only watch our Patreon. On Patreon.
And it's so good. It's so juicy. It's so deep. We love Krishan Rock. So catch y'all part two on Patreon. But for now, enjoy part one.
It's like my booty is itchy. I cannot scratch it because they are watching. I'm a drive like and drive it. I'm about to go on it. Yeah.
We're back, KFS family. You already know what's going on.
Relax.
Okay. It's like so excited. It's like too many clockies. I got the drum. It's like relax. I can't. This is going to be a great-ass episode. We got a bomb guest. But before we get to that.
Get to that. You've been changing your accent lately. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
Before we get to that. We're back. Out here. Start that shit again. Bitch, I need you to jump in. Please. Oh, Jesus. I cannot hold it that long and you know it. I'm like, we're back. Yeah. If I got to do all that, you're not doing your job. Oh, Lord.
It's just too much.
Y'all,
sometimes.
I don't care. We're committed to it. Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast.
Okay, so are we going to do it?
Yes, I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
Where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations. If you have not listened to our podcast, thank you for being here. We're best friends of 20 years, baby. My girl.
She drives.
I always got to dab myself up.
She's dry.
I got to hug myself, kiss myself, dab myself up, love myself. Jesus, can I get a little love and affection?
I got to hug myself, heal myself, talk to myself, encourage myself.
No, you do all those things, too.
When I tell you that...
me. Me and Jesus. Sometimes I need a friend. Good Lord, got too many. Is anyone out there?
Where is the help for the helper?
What movie is this? Hello out there. Is anyone alive out there?
Titanic?
Yeah. I did great.
But no one's, she didn't say, is anyone alive out there?
The guy did while she was blowing the whistle.
Oh.
You knew the movie, so that means I did my job. Don't say Titanic. That didn't happen.
But why were you so into it?
I had to give my all, you know? Like I do when we do We're Back.
All right, come on.
We're back, Megan. My bitch is fucking funny. Lip is shaking.
Your eyelashes are like, relax.
We got a good guest on today, so I'm trying to get to the nitty gritty.
I know. But more importantly, It's official.
What's official?
The merch is out now.
We're back, Megan.
I was talking about the merch and you're talking about we're back.
I've done it three times.
So you're like, I'm not moving on until you do
it. I'm not budget on that.
Wait. Before we go on with this episode, I know you see it. They see it, man.
They see it?
They see it. They see love it. They see this merch on our backs and our ass. The merch is out now, y'all. The merch is out now. Go to our website, theknowforsure.com, and cop it. I got on a graphic tee with our faces, and on the back is the QR code. Meg got on the long sleeve.
The long sleeve, the Evolve, Grow, and Heal long sleeve with the little
Think about what you're thinking about
on the wrist.
Nice. See, it's in the detail.
You know, we got quality for y'all. It's thick. It's quality. It ain't gonna be all cheapy.
It's comfortable.
And the sweats, the Know For Sure, the number one podcast in the world, down the leg. The merch is out now. Y'all have been asking. Go to the website, theknowforsure.com, and cop your merch. We love you guys. Back to the show.
This is your non-negotiable?
I'm not doing it.
Where's the compromise?
It's fine. Like, if I merge is here.
Let's okay, you're back. We're back. Go on.
We're back. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
You're very welcome. Your eyebrows look great.
Thanks. Waxed. Not threaded. Not shaved. Not plucked. She did actually pluck them. That shit hurt.
Congratulations.
I like them. They're getting thick.
They are. Well, they're always thick. But they look great.
Like my ass.
All right. This is going to be a doozy, guys.
This is going to be a doozy. After we announce this guest, y'all going to be like, Jesus.
For sure.
Going to be lit. But we do have on the merch, y'all. We have on the merch. It is out now. TheKnowForSure.com. Go get it. Let me show y'all.
It's crazy.
What I got on. If you're not watching, sorry for you. You need to watch.
Can I even get you in the camera? Okay, I'll be the announcer. We have Braylon. Jesus. We have the beautiful B. Simone in the Know For Sure graphic tee. It's given. It's given Vogue Urban Outfitters. It's given Rent Is Due on the first. QR code on the back. You guys, this merch, we really put every detail, like, we're so involved in every little piece of this. Like, it is all of us. We hope you guys love it. I hope you guys got the merch. I hope you guys really, really like it. Because we spent so much time trying to do,
we were so particular.
Yeah, we were really picky.
Yeah, the details. Think about what you're thinking about. Heal, grow, evolve. Our picture, our logo on the back is a QR code that you can scan it.
There's a letter from us, from BNI on the back. Yeah. Like, we really, and there's like the little chain gang sign.
Yeah.
We really like wanted you guys to feel what you feel when you watch the podcast. Yeah. Like, to be encouraged, to have fun, yeah, to, you know.
And to feel like, obviously, our merch isn't cheap. We're not selling $10, $15 t-shirts, you know. But when you put it on, you're going to feel like you're in luxury merch.
Yeah, it's,
like,
quality, for sure.
We work so hard on this, and we just love it. Yeah. I love it.
I hope you guys love it. And we want to know if you love it, so please drop the comments. Let us know, like, how you feel about it.
Yeah, okay, now you got to model your shirt.
Oh, okay. I'll model my shirt.
Okay.
Aaron's like, Jesus Christ.
Tell me what you have a system.
Which way am I going? Right here?
Right here.
Okay. I'm just showing
the Megan back. Got on the heel Evolve. Excuse me, I'm belching. Grow. Mm-hmm. Long sleeve shirt. The front has the logo.
And on the wrist,
it says, think about what you're thinking about.
Shout out to my mama who always told me that.
Think about what you're thinking about. The back, what does it say? Evolve, heal, grow. And the sweats.
Now, you guys, these sweats mean so much to me because when we were trying samples of the sweats.
Say it again.
These sweats mean a lot to me because when we were trying samples, the first sample that we had these inside zip-it pockets. And I was like, oh, I love this. Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, when you have sweats on, like, you'll sit down and stuff will fall out your pocket.
An extra compartment.
That zips up. So if you have, like, something important in your wallet, your keys, whatever, chains, you can zip it up. Change. But when the first sample that we had, we ended up going with another sample, and I was like, it has to have the zipper. So,
And we got the zipper.
And we got the zipper. So it's only one zipper, though. It's on the left side.
Yeah.
But there's a zipper inside. I love that. It's so comfortable.
It's
so, like,
it's thick. It's quality. When you put this shit on, you're going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
I see why I paid my money for this merch.
Yeah. It's going to be something that you want to keep forever. Yeah. It's going to be like, you know, the throw on Saturday.
And vintage.
Chill.
When you wash it, it's still gonna look good.
Yeah, these shirts are gonna look fire.
So dope. So yeah.
Oh, we do recommend though. These shirts are like an oversized type of fit, so I would recommend, like, if you like that oversized look, to go up a size. Like, I'm a small, but I liked it as a medium on me. So
I wonder what size this is.
I think that's a medium.
Medium. Mm-hmm. I like the medium too. So I have on a medium. It's baggy though.
Yeah, it's like baggy. So just a little FYI.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and yeah.
The Sweat Say number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys so much for manifesting that with us. Y'all are manifesting it with us. We made it to number 10 in the world.
Yeah.
Out of 500,000 podcasts that are out there. 500,000 plus. I Googled how many podcasts are on Apple. And it's 500,000 plus. And we made it to number 10 in the world. And y'all are helping us manifest number one.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So, yeah. What else do we need to go over?
Nothing. It's just been a crazy week. We've been like, you know, the merch is dropping. The live show is around the corner.
Meetings
and work stuff. And it's just been.
Traveling.
Yeah.
I'm going to London next week.
I know. And I am looking forward to. I don't know. I'm looking forward to that just because we're going out of the country for the first time.
This is our first time going out of the country together. Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. But then it's like, maybe I'm just like, I just need to breathe different air for a second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I need to like.
Yes. Get out of the country.
Yeah. Like, I just need
really,
to
we
just,
wish we were going to an island. But, seriously. That'll happen next year.
Yeah. But
we already know we're doing that in January.
I'm excited. I've gotten a real glimpse of entrepreneurship this week. This was like a very rough week. And so getting that first glimpse of like, you know, just decisions
running a business,
decisions that you have to make. And it's just been, you know.
Yeah. Separating business and pleasure.
Yeah. It's just as hard. It's not an easy thing to do. And this week was my first week, like feeling it more than we've ever had to feel it. Yeah. So,
I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah,
and that's never going to stop. We're going to have to make decisions like that throughout our whole career.
All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's just what comes with entrepreneurship. Any entrepreneurs out there, just know the shit's not easy. But when you focus on that end goal and your purpose and what you want to do, baby, there's no other option.
Oh my gosh. The food.
Oh, yeah. It's 1 minute, 2 minutes away.
Jesus.
Fat
I'm
ass.
So sorry.
Oh, she said, oh, my God. The food.
I was just making sure it was on its way.
No, it's
but
coming.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, this was here. The first week, like, feeling it, I think, fully. Like, yeah. Feeling the pressure and the yeah. stress. I was just like.
And making decisions.
And then it was like, and then it's, and because we're moving around so much.
Oh, my God. We can stop here. Hi.
Hi.
No, we were doing the intro. It's a white lady out there. Like, Jesus. Well,
give us
y'all,
a minute.
Just, no, let's keep going.
Well, hi.
We have our guest. Our guest is here. Look at her. Get, sit down. Give me a hug.
I know. I'm like, give me a hug.
Rashawn, you need a brunch?
Yes.
We going to get you together.
I just went like, oh, my God. I got to go.
You look beautiful.
When
are
you like,
where? He's so cute.
Yes, tooth. She's like, hey. No, go get ready. Go she's get a, ready.
Yeah, go
You're
get
fine.
Ready. You're fine.
Fine.
You got time.
Take your time. Yes, go upstairs. Jesus. Yeah. I don't have a brush. I have a comb.
I don't have
she
a brush.
She's not in this episode.
She needs to be.
She can pop in.
Pop in, baby. You supposed to be in this.
Jesus.
God, Jesus, moment.
Well, hey,
you
y'all.
You want some drink? You want some water? Yeah.
You want water?
You want some water? You want, what do you want?
Yeah.
You want some? Okay, let me get you a water.
Cute. You're like, I really don't. Just saying, yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't want no water. Oh, yeah. Well, come on. And let me do it. Are you getting all this, Aaron? Get all this good stuff.
It's
y'all,
bitch.
Guess who just walked in the motherfucking building?
You already started? That's crazy.
We're going to do a proper intro.
Yeah, you want any of this?
Yeah,
she's so like, I don't want ginger ale.
No, I give me ginger. My father's I mean,
pull the mic to her, V, just so that they can hear her talking.
Y'all can.
No, now you can. Look at Vina, y'all.
Yeah,
V.
Yeah, V.
We doing our intro. Krishan Rock just walked in the door talking about there's a white lady out there.
She is
doing something.
She is. She asked me. She said, "You in this?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "For how long?" I said, "I don't know you."
You're like, "You all up in the business."
I was like, "You own this house?" She was like, "No, I'm the neighbor." Well,
give me a second.
It looks good now.
And Pretty V is combing her hair.
I don't know. I just wouldn't be asking the nigga next to me. How long you renting the house next to me? Like, it's none of your business. Her old white ass. God forgive me.
She's talking about, not God forgive me. You want to put your purse down? She said, I want to hold it.
I just like, don't know where they're going.
You can sit it down.
And I left my phone with them. Can you tell?
Who do you need?
Can you go get them?
Jesus,
you rented the house out?
Mm-hmm.
For this shit? That's crazy. You got money. I would have been like, hey, Rock, can I come to your house?
No, for sure. Can we set up at your place?
Why didn't we?
Look at her. You are so beautiful.
You're so pretty.
Bitch, I said that when you came to come.
So pretty.
This is beautiful.
So pretty. Skin, everything.
Give me another hug.
She's so
cute. Those
cheeks, baby. No,
I know.
Them cheeks.
Y'all like, oh my God, you somebody
Vina.
Wait, the food is here. V, I think they dropped it at the door.
V, can you get the food?
Can you get my peoples?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. Here we fucking go. Let's get it.
Right, what? I want it, bro.
What? Okay. What you need? What
I need my press on.
No.
That table is wild. So
okay.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Whose dog is this? Is this your dog?
Sit.
Hi. Hi.
Is he going to pee? He can't pee in here? Okay, he trained. All right.
Come here.
I'll whoop his ass.
Come here.
Is her mic okay?
Oh, he's heavy. Hi. Hi.
Blue Rock.
Blue Rock.
Hi, baby.
Get
All right, Rock. Come on, come on, come on, y'all. You're doing too much. Sit. Thank you. Now.
I'm like.
Sag down. Let me stop acting like I can.
What,
Rock, move.
I can put it together later. Unless y'all want to just go ahead and start eating. It's up to you.
On, yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
This live or something?
No.
On Twitch? Oh. No, because that was that just a minute ago.
You, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
First of all, y'all, this girl, I love her, number one. Number two, this morning, you don't have to hold your purse.
Why, I look cute.
Ain't nobody finna steal your bag.
Why, I look cute. It was nothing but my nigga car key and nothing else
to. Y'all, we got Krishan Rock in this bitch.
Yes. Okay. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
all right, just sit it there. We so excited. She was supposed to. At first, we had a 9 o'clock call time. You don't want to know what time it is? This bitch walking here at 1 p.m. I said, we don't give a fuck. You know why? Because we wanted her on the No For Sure podcast.
Yes. I am so sorry. Damn. Because I thought I was.
She said, I told you. Tell her the truth. No, I told you not to rush.
No,
she said 12:30.
I did.
She did.
New location.
She did. I know. Tell her.
Bitch, y'all switching shit up.
Tell her.
I woke up like fucked up, feeling sick.
Oh, no. Oh yeah, you went out. What did y'all do last night?
No, I still do feel sick. I think it's, I don't know.
Drink some ginger ale.
Right. But.
What's wrong? What do you feel?
Nauseous.
Mm. Oh, okay. You're so cute. You're a little baby. How old are you?
Hopefully it's like something else and not something else.
Krishan.
What I'm being dead ass.
Don't play like that.
I'm not playing. I really, it took me forever to do my face in the car.
Do you normally get nauseous?
No, unless car sick, but I'm not in no car.
Oh my God.
So are you pregnant?
Girl, I don't know.
Give me a minute to figure it out.
Yeah, give me a minute to figure it out.
All right. We ain't gonna talk about that. All right. Let's do an icebreaker.
I can't wait though.
Icebreaker.
If I have a baby, I'm keeping it this time.
Jesus.
What? I killed like three of them.
Okay, Krishan, wait.
What? I'm ready now.
Oh, Jesus.
You know you always have that bad feeling like it's not right.
It's not the right time.
Mm-hmm. You think it's the right time now?
I wouldn't mind.
But do you think it's the right time?
Yeah.
You think it's the right time?
No, I need a ring, but you're right.
All right.
Okay, you speaking that spiritual shit. Okay.
Slow down a little bit right now.
But
I'm just asking.
But if it happened, I ain't stopping it happening.
But is it the right time?
No, because yeah.
Do you think it would make things better or worse?
Keep the mic close.
The way God be fucking with me, it's going to be better, but like.
Better for who, you?
Me.
Or your relationship?
Everything.
It's
tied to me.
Just in life.
Attached to me, yeah.
You think it would kind of calm things down?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
No, I'm not a car person.
But I'm saying if you brought a baby into the world, how do you think
your lifestyle
your life
is going to change
positively? And we don't have to talk about this.
I think if I have a kid, that's when I'll probably finally meet his kids. Or, like, sometimes people are scared to know if, like, things are temporary or is it long-term.
So, yeah.
Like, we say, oh, we want this long-term, but, like, yesterday I was finna leave.
Why?
Girl,
and mind you, before we start, this, I'm talking to them now, this podcast is for our viewers and our followers to be open and vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm actually going to flow right now.
I'm saying
know.
Anything you don't want to answer, you don't have to.
I like you. I'm answering everything.
Like, I'm chilling, right. I just want that to be known.
Okay, but you're saying that if it were, you're saying that it would open up for things to be more cohesive in your relationship.
I think it
would
be like,
we're serious.
Yeah. I mean, it's serious now because, like, usually he'd tell me go if it's something bad. This time I'm trying to leave. He's trying to stop me from leaving. So I'm like, something different.
Is that usual? Does he usually try to do that or no?
No. Like, he was like, you got my passcode to my phone. He gave it to me. Like, I'm like, what? I see like how serious he want to be now. Like at first it was.
What
more
do you
like,
think changed that though?
Like my belief system. So it's whatever you know. It's who you are, your character. Like you know, there's personalities, but who are you in every room? Are you timid? Are you shy? Or are you Krishan?
Are you yourself?
Yeah, I'm me in every room I come in.
I love that.
So
I
like
love that.
I feel like in a relationship I'm Krishan too. So. And then there's God, and my belief system is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, even though that's not how I started, you know.
You have.
I'm not one of those motherfuckers to be like, yeah, so I'm waiting for the. No, I know what I'm waiting for. I know what's going to happen next. It's kind of like, you know.
Good for you. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 22.
22.
Man, you're so young.
So
how long have you guys been in a relationship, you and Blue?
Little
baby. It's been.
I met this nigga, what? 2020, we start really fuck with each other probably like,
so like
a week ago, real serious. Swear to God. Swear to God. It did. I'm going through a real good breakthrough right now in my relationship.
No, that's
my
good,
money.
But you're that's funny.
But Krishan,
I'm
you're saying you just started.
Like y'all been together 2 years, bitch.
I've been dealing with y'all.
Okay. But what's the, I want to get back to the breakthrough because I want to come to
it's
that.
It's crazy. I'm going
I
want
to come
it.
To that. But real quick, I want to ask this last question.
I'm happy to be on your show too right now.
Thank you.
Like it's God too. Like the timing steps.
Everything's divine.
It is. Bitch, I literally looked at I was on my phone whenever I was feeling.
Yeah, so let's tell them how you got here.
And it's on my little Explorer and then her face popped up with tears. So I'm like, I clicked it because I'm always crying. Like, let me see this bitch
it was the. It was the clip that, you know, God is. There's nothing you can do to make God stop loving you.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm crying with it. Like me, when I cry with stuff,
you feel
I
it.
Cry with movies. I just let it out. I don't.
Good.
I don't like to be that person. Like I know that hurt when you watched it. Why didn't you cry?
Right.
I one of them people that. Like I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
So when I saw her shit, I'm like, I'm gonna cry. So then I DM'd her like. I want to come on your podcast.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Wow.
I can see God moving through you.
Wow.
Through my phone. It was cool.
Wow.
You're anointed.
I love you.
What? That made me cry.
That
made me cry.
After our conversation, y'all, we FaceTimed.
And before I had
to,
like, you know, miss it too, if I had a baby gap like yours.
No.
We talked for an hour, almost an hour on FaceTime.
Yeah.
We was just talking, and I'm like, this girl is like.
Like, yeah. I knew her for years. So.
Yeah. You're anointed too, though. God got his hand
B,
on you.
B was texting me, like, I wish you could hear
I
her.
I wish you
she's
could hear
so
how she's talking.
Amazing.
She's so
yeah.
amazing. She's so sweet. She's so smart. She's so anointed. She everything that the media portrays you not to be. You get what
but
I'm saying?
But you're going to see in this docuseries. Like,
we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
You're going to see a different
It's
going to
show
of
more of like who I am, like how I'm on, what I was on your phone.
You a baby and you so smart. But I want to get back to, I have one more question.
What's the other question?
About you being a mama.
Okay.
Do you think that you said it might bring y'all closer, but do you think a child will change Blue's character?
I mean, he's already changing for real. So
okay.
I feel like. Okay. It's not really changes, it's like transition.
Okay,
elevation, growth.
Okay.
It depends who the person is.
Yeah.
So, he if been dealing with it. Some dumb motherfuckers his whole life that I got him way. Like, he's cool, but like, far as like the woman, the sensitive part, the, oh, I want to like settle down and take this actually and give it a chance because... I'm not familiar with this. It's more like a process.
Yeah.
For real.
Okay.
And then we're both ghetto. Like, I can't explain it. It's like growing up with a brother I know. Mm. For real. Like, I don't get my brother, but I love him. Mm-hmm. So.
That's deep.
For real.
So there's an attachment there that may be unexplainable.
Yeah, because like everything connection. In my life been temporary. He hasn't been. So it's been like, I don't know. I can't explain. And then my dream, I don't know. I'm like driven on God right now. So it's like the people I deal with and what I allow to put up with is for a reason. Mm-hmm.
And you feel then, like there's a bigger purpose in all of it.
For sure.
For sure.
Longevity. Like you can find that in your relationships or a word of God. I don't know. Like you listen to Sarah Jakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love her. We were on her podcast, mm-hmm. her show.
Love
so,
her.
All right, did you listen to that one of Hope? It was a couple days ago.
I probably need to go
in. I wish I would have watched it before this podcast.
So good. Mm-hmm. It was good? What was it about? What did you take from it?
Right now, my life. It was the character part. Like, she was like, so she was talking about all her kids and how, you know, she's helping her 6-year-old develop her personalities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like her 25-year-old, she's explaining about them like, it's not like, it's like who you are when you're in the room. Like, I don't know. It was so deep. Like, I can't
something
even,
that you could relate to, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm that person in every room. Like, what's mm-hmm. your character? Like, she mm-hmm. said you can get whatever you want. You can be whoever you are, but is who are you?
Who are you internally?
Yeah, internally. Like
your character.
Are you like where is your belief system at? Mm-hmm. Like,
and you spoke, you've said that a few times.
Because me, I feel like I'm fighting demons for real. Like with people, like say if it's something that I'm trying to work out, but I have to chase the devil away from it. Like I can't
like,
explain it. Like
no, I understand that.
But Sarah
like,
Jakes explained it in depth. Like
yeah,
crazy.
Especially in the industry we're in, we're always gonna have to battle between spirituality and
yeah. Like I'm in spiritual warfare. And I'm,
yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like is your? Where is the balance between like knowing like your relationship with Blue? You're like I know it's a bigger purpose in it, right? As far as why you guys are together or the longevity of it, it might be a bigger purpose. So where's the balance between knowing that and not and having a healthier relationship in the meantime?
Even with yourself.
Because like, it's from what we see, and obviously what we see is not the entire truth. We just mm-hmm. see what the media puts out there, what you guys decide to put out there. But what is the balance
because
for y'all?
We're not scared to show y'all how ugly we are. Mm-hmm. So it's like if we're transparent, we are ugly. That should say a lot about who we are for real. But because I feel like there's people that we probably love, but they mm-hmm. never showed us their
real
the true colors.
Yeah, they never the showed us colors. They're yeah. ugly. And it could probably be are. Uglier than what the fuck I'm really going through. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I'm not really sure on what that. What was that question?
What is the balance between God. The long term and in between time? Like, how can you guys maintain? Or how important is it for you to have a healthier relationship?
Like, how are y'all getting to being more healthy?
Because I feel like he's starting to realize what he really wants.
So you're know. Being patient.
Yeah.
Do you feel like most of the toxicity is him?
For sure.
Okay.
Because it's like, okay, I met you with a family and, you, mm-hmm. and groupies and you'll probably spend 3 days with this bitch and 3 days with that bitch and 2 days, one day mm-hmm. with your baby mom. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, he had like a system before I met him. Like, it takes time to break down the system to mm-hmm. rebuild one. So,
do you set boundaries? Do you
oh
have
yeah,
boundaries?
For sure. Now, like right now, I'm starting to pop my shit. Like, all okay. right, like what's going on? What you mean?
Because mm-hmm. like
God moving. Like, mm-hmm. you gonna move?
Look at you.
Or you about to get like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I'm gonna move past you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like
good for you.
It's like because I really know what I want. So like I'm patient too, mm-hmm. but it's like you can feel it in your gut when it's time to move. Like switch it up. What you mean? Like what we doing?
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
So those are the type of conversations you guys yeah. are having now.
Yeah, like because before it would be like you know what's going on. Okay, you know what's going on. He don't like to know. So right. when. If he don't fuck with what I do, like, he don't fuck when I do it. Like, he hate when I do it.
No men like that.
Yeah, that's
first
all
of
men.
All,
yeah.
That's all men.
But now he's starting to get, like, I think, like, cautious. Like, all right, let me not slip up because I could really lose what's so valuable to me.
And yeah. from what it seems like, obviously, from what we all see, you hold, I don't know, some everybody uses y'all as, like, if you ain't holding me down like Krishan
right.
holds
right.
Blue down, then, like, I don't want it. Like,
but
you have been.
Just like that, too, but. vice versa. He just don't know how to show it.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, he shows it.
How old is he?
25.
Okay, so you guys are both really young.
But, like, he don't have, a real good relationship with his mom or sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that takes, I'm it taking a lot time. Of notes. Yes. Damn, we have to rebuild the system back up. Let's put God more love in it. It's going to be good.
Now, how's your relationship with your family, your parents, your mother and father?
I'm, their mother and father. But they're, but their wisdom, that phone call on the phone is just, I could be a kid on the phone, but in real life, no.
Okay, okay. Are you close to them?
Yeah, I can call right now.
Okay, okay.
Where my phone at?
No. She's like,
I know, but where is it over?
You got it. So go ahead. You have a close relationship with your parents, but just not a day to day thing. But it's just if you call them,
it's you gotta accept for what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like that little thing you have in your head about your parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. You probably have good parents. I don't know.
I have my mom and dad. They're not married anymore, but me and my dad went through a rough patch. My dad is a hood guy, so we had to grow into our relationship, and that didn't happen until I was 25. Mm-hmm. Me and my dad got tight when I was 25.
And I'm still,
now we're close. Yeah. I talk to my parents every day.
Yeah.
But me and my dad it took a while to get, it was a lot of forgiveness that had to take place. Because my dad was so absent. And I didn't know how much it affected me until I got married and I started raising boys. And I started realizing how much that figure was so important and how much I resented so much of my dad. But when I fully forgave him with my whole heart, God told me to forgive him. My relationship with my dad changed forever. And he changed as a person.
Yeah.
My people's dealing with drugs. That sounds cool.
It's hard when it's like,
it's like they not like that, but like if they were dead, it would be no different from
now
what they are right now.
Mm.
Like that's what hurts.
Mm.
Like you're here, but not present.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like you need from them?
Nothing. I mean,
honestly,
like what would you what do you feel like you need from them? Like, if you could ask them for anything, what would you ask them
Time,
for?
Time, love.
Is it acknowledgement? To try,
acknowledgement.
Nothing. I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that question.
Do you feel resentful? Are you angry?
Mm-mm. I'm more like...
Do you forgive them?
Yeah, I'm more like, damn, you know?
Mm. Mm.
This is my reality.
It just hurts.
But that can shift though. That can shift. It's gonna take time to heal that, but it can shift. The feeling.
I gotta get some more money.
Why you saying
Why
that?
Why do you think it's money though?
So I could just put it right next to me.
Mm. You want to take her out of where she is and put?
But then.
Oh, it's okay.
Her
baby.
Medication and shit wasn't nowhere, so she didn't want to stay here. It's very like. I don't know. Right now, I'm just grinding, so I don't have time to just...
You don't have time to feel or try to figure out what that is. I just need to hurry up and get to it.
Yeah, so I can, make
it's
it better.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, but where do you find time to feel? Like, what is your... What's your... Do you have a safe place?
Yes, God.
Yeah. Like, do you find that time?
I sit in a car and scream to him, or go to a hill, run up the hill, like I'm running to him, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I literally go run to God.
Mm.
It's weird.
Mm. No,
it's
that's
not weird.
Weird.
That's right.
That's right. That's what you should do.
That's what you should do.
That's all I do.
That's what you should do.
Where my phone at, yo?
Wow. Y'all
but my first word was hallelujah. So like,
you told me that when we was on the phone.
Your first word.
My first word.
Yeah.
She was a baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you feel like that came from?
Huh?
Where did that come from? Like, you just, was that just your environment? You heard that growing, like, as a child?
My mom said that, she was like, I'm about to call her. She was tell you. It's kind of funny. It's a short story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, call her.
Call her.
You can call her. You want to call her?
Yeah, I'm looking for her number. She changed her bitch every week.
Where do they live? They still live in Baltimore?
Yeah, she went back to Baltimore. She lived with my uncle.
Okay. Mm, that's interesting.
Right.
I mean,
your first word, hallelujah.
Because I gave her this condo that's in Hollywood right now. It's just, Hollywood is not her style. So, I got to get her a house in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready for that right now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I'm stacking. and saving.
Yeah.
But right now, like, if she asks me or I have to send her a few dollars, I'll send mm-hmm. a few dollars. But, like, full-time take care of my little brother that's in college right now. And yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of pressure, though.
And you're 22, you're a baby. Man. You're
yeah, a baby. But, like, God will put you in position
to, absolutely.
To be able to survive.
Absolutely.
So
I agree with that. I agree with that. Like, it's a part of your purpose.
Yeah, like, your mental have to be like, oh, you feel me?
But that's why you have to take care of yourself first so that you can take care of everybody else.
And yeah. I feel like I'm taking care of. Yeah. Just cry a lot.
Yeah.
Cry a lot.
Yeah.
Crying is a good thing, though. Huh? Crying is a good thing. It's a good release. But even having the acknowledgement of, I know that this is what God has chosen me to do, or this is the
very
position
self-aware.
That he's put me in.
Very self-aware.
Which is amazing that you have that at 22. That doesn't take away from, like, the pressure of it.
Or
you know what
pain,
I mean?
Or
the
or
pain.
The
yeah.
Or the being overwhelmed. Or
like,
yeah.
That might be what God called you to do, but that doesn't mean it doesn't
not,
hurt.
Or no, but I have that. Easy. I have that, like, conversation. Our phone must be dead. He's in my sister room.
For everybody that's listening, she's trying to get her mom on the phone.
For real, so she can tell y'all the story. My first word was hallelujah.
That's crazy. That's a hard word to say.
As your first word.
It's not
word.
A word. It's the highest praise.
Come on.
Highest praise. Come that's on. Crazy.
The angels sing that shit in heaven.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been no, in my whole life been like some lucky ass shit like.
All right, you guys, before we go on with this bomb-ass episode, bam! B. Simone Beauty is having a sale only for KFS family. So if you're watching this episode, you can use the promo code KFS75. It's 75% off the entire website, you guys. Go get the diamond collection. Go get your makeup bags, your gloss, your liner. We are having a blowout sale until the end of the year. So KFS75 at bsimonebeauty.com.
She is crazy.
So if y'all are watching, Megan just ran up behind me. We love y'all, KFS family. Back to the show.
Nah, it's so, divine for sure.
With your parents and, you know, obviously the world knows Blueface and them got into an altercation. Do you feel like that was like healing some of your childhood trauma?
No, I feel like my siblings, they were like, first of all, I feel like they probably was intoxicated with something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So that uh-huh. driven like a different spirit too.
But I'm saying when that happened, did that feel like a protection for you?
From Blue.
You get what I'm saying? Because of the trauma that you had with your parents or your dad, like when that situation happened, did it feel like, damn, like he protected me from my dad? He protected me from my childhood.
Stood up for you.
Who?
Blue.
Oh, Blue punched my dad because my dad hit him for me. Because my dad was like, no. So my sister, she like, just keep talking. Like, okay, we get it. We get mm-hmm. the point. But like, if I had cameras on my sister's life and the people that she done mm-hmm. fucked
yeah,
over
yeah,
and they're
yeah,
in a relationship,
yeah.
like I said, everybody ugly is not on blast. So it's mm-hmm. like, nobody wasn't really being real. They was being like one-sided mm-hmm. because I'm the baby. And I get mm-hmm. it, but we all grown. Let's mm-hmm. have a grown conversation, nigga. Like, mm-hmm. you abusive too, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all are. Mm-hmm. Like, we all have to learn how to not be abusive.
Not be like that.
Yeah, right. Like, you feel me? Yeah. So I'm looking at my sister like, I see you popping it. And then my dad popping it. I'm like, bro, you're the same nigga that wrapped my fucking mom in the woods up mm-hmm. and beat on her. Like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah,
you, but...
Yeah.
Homie,
yeah.
Take, everybody,
where
yeah,
we
have
to take
like,
into consideration.
Come
where
on,
we
yeah, like.
So
I
you
think
feel like people, you feel like you and Blue's relationship or how you guys are because you're so just you, right? It gets judged a lot when you're like a lot of people are doing.
No,
the same.
We face this naturally by like that's what we grew up in. Mm-hmm. Like, don't know what Blue grew up in, but I know what I grew up in and mm-hmm. how shit going. But I feel like you attract whatever you are. So mm-hmm. it's like. Yeah. At the same time, it's called, like, a process of growing. I don't condone any of, like, you know
behavior.
Whatever.
The bullshit, yeah.
But,
you're not saying it's right. You're
but
just
you
like,
fight your siblings. Like you fight people that you love. Like, mm-hmm. I see that you, like, I never was in my life, like, I don't know, like, scared for my life. Like, mm-hmm. if anything, I'm about to beat your ass back with something. Like, not like that, but it's like,
right.
we just got to learn how to not use our hands.
Right.
Vice versa. Like, right. I'm just as wrong
you're
as him.
You're very aware.
Yeah. You're like,
so
we
I'm
just
like,
need to figure out a
yes,
better way.
A way to relearn these
Yeah,
habits.
Like, now, so, but now it's like, niggas just walk away. Like, okay, if I'm really that, because, like, yesterday, I could have, like, do what I usually would do. because you got me fucked up. I just stole a car and just spent all.
Well, you didn't have to steal it.
Yeah, we don't steal it. You just took it.
Well, it's mine. It was his. He's not gonna say, oh, you could, like, oh, yo, you could take a breather because you're mad. Like, I gotta just escape. Oh, when you text, oh, I'm gonna communicate it while I'm gone. Like, see my location. I'm up the street. You could even Uber here if you wanted to, nigga, or just wait till I get back. I'm really like heated. Like, so I did some shit like that.
That's a better alternative.
Yeah, it's
removing yourself from the situation.
For sure, nigga.
Yeah. But who do you guys have in your life, or is there someone in your life that is helping you guys find healthier habits for yourselves individually and as a couple?
And maneuvering through this toxicity. Because
you guys don't have the tools. You've already said it. We don't know.
We do. We be praying and be working.
That is a tool for sure. But I'm saying,
what are the daily actions and rituals and
we're starting to you know, do happier things. Like real reason why we're fighting is because, oh, you didn't like what I saw on your phone, or you didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like we show our ugliest and we love each other, so we fight. Like, how about we just be cool? Like how high school, like, you know, you in high school, you're in a loyal ass relationship. Just be loyal.
Just happy.
Yeah, let's just be happy. Or just leave it. Like, let's leave each other alone. Yeah, so yesterday I had a real conversation with the nigga, like, hey, what are we on? Because, bro, I got balls now. What you mean? I'll leave everything, even my chains, my watches, at the house. Just take me to the airport.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you mean? I'm flying to God real quick. Take a trip.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's not even to another nigga. I just need to get away.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
So when I finally got balls to say that, it like, the conversation was more, like, effective. Like, well, truth be told, now that we're taking this, like, further, blah, 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 and you're being more serious, like, I have nothing to hide, baby. You got my cold. You can, he's starting to, like.
So you feel like for him, it's just like a trust thing. Like, it's just a trust thing. It's like everybody.
Oh, you know what I'm doing on the side. All right, then I don't want to be doing you no more then.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I want a husband.
And good for you.
And good for you.
Like, that's why I keep getting in fights, because.
Good for you.
I know what I want.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I get that.
I don't be fighting, nigga.
I get that.
Good for you.
You know what you want, and you're setting your boundaries and saying, this is what I want, and this is what we have to.
Yeah, and he know what he want, but he don't know what he wants, so he's still doing him. I'm like, all right, I'm doing me, but I get in trouble for doing me. What we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For real, what we doing?
But those are decisions you're going to really have to make, like hard non-negotiables.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're saying that this is where I'm at, you need to make a non-negotible. Even if you love them. Even if you love them. Even if you love them.
That's it.
If you say this cannot happen any longer, and you have to stick to that for your own self and for the relationship. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, next time I'm out.
I can't. Are you dropping music now, still?
Huh?
We got that on camera. The next time you out.
So if I was about to say, so we can hold you. So we can be
hold you accountable.
I've been dead ass. Like,
I'm gonna FaceTime you.
Like maybe like a break. I don't know. He got potential to be the nigga I want.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So could y'all?
No, I just think that it has to be. It's more for me.
Like the cheating part.
Well, for me, it's more of a safety thing. Like, for me, I look at you and I'm like, she's 22. She's like a little sister. Like,
literally, we've been talking about you praying. Like,
literally, we've been talking about you before you even hit her.
So I missed the prayer, damn. No. That's crazy.
We'll pray at the end. Shit. But we love you so much.
Yeah.
When you was about to come on Wild and Out, y'all couldn't make it that day. I was like, Megan.
I was coming up there. I was so excited. I wanted to hug you and just love you.
And be like, here's my number. Call me anytime. What do you need?
You know, I know. So what did you mean when you called me there on the shade room? It was cute. But I didn't know what it meant. You put a sad emoji.
Me?
Because I fake cried when I saw the trailer too.
She said I fake cried.
Not for real, I cried.
I think for me.
Oh, I put a trailer. Sad emoji.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like we see you and we've seen the trajectory of where you've been.
I became a fan from It's a Vibe All
the Time. I know the first Instagram I had.
That was years ago.
But I just see, it's just, I know what it, I've never been in a physically abusive relationship where we fight each other, right? But I've been in an abusive relationship where we've hurt each other. And I know what it feels like to really love somebody and to be damaged in that love.
And to want them to change.
And to think, and to say that, like, I'm going to love them to change.
But if you're not going to change them, they break in, you see progress. I actually see shit.
Right, but you see that. We like don't, my spirit. We don't see right. That. So oh. That's what I'm saying. You see that. We don't see that. That's why it breaks our heart, because we don't see that.
He learning. Daddy learning. He gonna get
there. I'm like, well, show us some progress.
He is.
No,
he,
so, you know, is, that's why is. I think I commented that.
And,
like,
and too, we don't want you guys to hurt each other, mentally, emotionally,
we
or physically.
We have these conversations, like, what y'all talking about. Like, you know, like, you know, we've been immature, but we got to show, like, a better side of us. Blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right, right, right.
Like, when they made this one trailer, I didn't like how they, like, made it, because mm-hmm. it was like, oh, don't do that. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. They were making
portray
this,
us like that.
Yeah, it was kind of like.
Well, you know that the network's going to do that for views and for.
Yeah,
and,
but if we the executive producers.
Of course. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, thankful for
so
sure.
They fixed it. Yeah, yeah, so they fixed it. Like, yeah, like, we got to work.
So what do you want people to get from the docuseries? Like, what do you want?
And tell us about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like.
It's a real story. Yeah. It's just like, it's something really relatable, but it's something so entertaining you don't want to miss it.
Yeah. Mm.
So. And that is longevity. Like, I feel like...
You feel like it opens up y'all's story a little more deeper?
Yeah, that and two is going to, like... It depends on who you are to make any opportunity, mm-hmm. like, feed you the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. So this is going to feed me like it's supposed to. It's going mm-hmm. to be a big thing.
Good.
It don't have nothing to do with the network, but it's, like, who you are.
Your story.
Who yeah. you are, yeah.
Your truth will finally be out.
Like, yeah, type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's with my family. It's like a mm-hmm. dynamic understanding, but it's like so relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm so transparent with my feelings, my words.
Yeah,
I love giving. That about you.
Oh, thanks.
I do. I love. What's your sign?
Pisces.
I'm a Pisces. That's why I probably always see her in this.
March 14th.
Oh, okay.
Wow, on March 9th
is the 13th.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that makes a lot of sense, because I feel like Pisces are very empathetic, deep, like, we feel everything,
is.
And we just know what it's like to love someone and want, and, like, know what that love can do for that person, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's
nah,
a very...
But he really loved me, though. Like, before I was making any money, he was kicking it out, and I could see him kicking it out. It's just like... You know how when you're doing things and you just need time to mm-hmm. just...
And I don't doubt that. I don't know y'all's relationship, but people, you know, people can only love the way they know how to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
so...
Because someone loves you doesn't mean it's the healthiest way
yeah,
to love.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, like, he...
I don't doubt that.
At first, it was like a business relationship. Then it was like, I don't know if I want you to be my girlfriend. And it's like...
Yeah.
I want you to be my girlfriend, but I still want to do what I want. And now yeah. it's like, all right, what we on? Because I really, like...
But that makes sense if you guys have only been together for a year and an
yeah, but I've never been in a relationship that's... Yeah. It start like how I want it to start. Like, okay, butterflies. Okay, it's just me and you.
Mm. That's it grows.
It.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not like, oh, I met you with a family. Oh, I met you with your little fetishes. Like, no. Be, I don't, it just,
so cute.
She's so
it's
cute.
Like we, so I can't even explain it, like, I never met no nigga like this before. It just was, I was the heartbreaker, I was the one that, like, would leave, I don't cheat, but, like, I'll leave you, like,
yeah.
if I didn't
yeah.
like something,
yeah.
well, we gotta break up.
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, we just, I don't fuck with it, for real, but when I fucked with him, it was like, it was business, then it was like a little fling, then it turned to something else.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Something else, and something else, yeah. and something else. Yeah.
So now you feel like
so
you're
so that's
just...
what we started off of, it wasn't really like, we started like, oh, you my boyfriend, and then in the first thing, I would've been broke up with him.
Right.
Right.
It was like,
right.
we
y'all didn't
working.
Really start off with a commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
we had a commitment, and it was work, like
yeah.
money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like,
yeah, yeah. That
regardless,
makes sense.
I wasn't going nowhere because
it was money.
Had to
yeah.
do with money.
Yeah.
But then it turned into some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking?
Because
at like, I'm looking at my team. Like, can I say?
Telling you, because if he was just started off as my nigga, I would have never fucked with y'all.
Dealt with all of this.
Yeah, 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 yeah like if it had yeah. nothing to do with money or nothing. I wouldn't have really fucked with y'all. I would be like, oh, you're not
for me. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not for
yeah.
me.
But because it started off that way, it makes you look at the relationship different. Yeah. So it's like it has to be a bigger purpose. Stages, like,
oh, okay. You're not just my little fling on the low. What's going on? Like, I don't know.
I think for me, it feels...
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
though,
no,
right?
I totally understand what you're saying. Not that I we are to God, anybody that we have to...
Other way, like, I don't think I would have been in a...
It
like,
wouldn't be that, yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, he saw me at the club, and we got it cracking, woo-woo. And I couldn't, like, establish, like, what I wanted, mm-hmm. like, the first 2 weeks fucking with you because you want to talk and be my boyfriend. And it's not what it is. I would have been broke out with you.
Yeah.
But it started off, like, straight business. And then, like, you know, you can't, like, fuck up ties. You got to, like, mm-hmm. go all the way through with it. It's mm-hmm. money.
Yeah.
So it was, like, we was already tied in before that weird shit.
Well, that makes me feel, like, not that it matters how I feel, but it makes me feel better that you guys... That you have that mentality of it is progressing. Like, we didn't, 100%. I'm not just not going stagnant. Through all of this just because I want to fuck this nigga. I'm like, there's a bigger purpose to it all. And I've seen the,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Now the bigger purpose is like, damn, I really love you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, can we learn how to love each other properly? Like, mm-hmm. start setting like real boundaries. Because we're fighting because we're setting fake boundaries. They're like fake.
What about...
How you going to tell me not to cheat and you're cheating?
Fighting outside of social media. Feel me?
Huh?
Fighting outside of social media, though. Like, posting the bad times.
I mean, I'm already... It's like...
You feel like you're already in it.
Yeah, like, at this point, I want to be transparent as fuck with my life and with my fans. Like, I'm really trying to establish longevity. Yeah. So, like, if I'm putting my story out, fuck, it's part it's of the story. Truth. Yeah.
There you got to be okay. There can be a balance, though.
Yeah.
I'm childish, though. You feel me?
Yeah. And you're young.
You're like, I am a child.
I'm
like,
the character that character should be playing.
I love that you're very honest. Self-aware
I'm
and honest.
I'm
like, I get it,
but in real life.
Child.
Like, I'm
it.
UV, I but in real life. Like,
like, I'm Vina, but real... like, better. Like, more childisher.
Right. So do you feel... Do you
you're so pretty, y'all. We have no makeup on.
Stop. You
Dang, thank you.
Don't put that tooth back in your mouth. I like you with the gap. You don't
for real?
Stop wearing a little fake tooth.
So you never want her to have a tooth?
I like that. It's, I mean, but, just, but I, pe-
it I'm fits like, me as an image. I get it.
I mean,
but I'm saying, do you mind it? You don't care.
No, because once it fell out, or I was like, what you gonna do now with it? I don't know. I don't really.
How did it fall out?
Oh, God, this story. So we was doing this little TV show, exactly. So I was working for him. It's like, so it started, look, for real, I auditioned for his TV show. He saw my star qualities and made me his artist. That's how, but before that, his baby mama, some other, oh, his sister and a group of bitches pull up. And then, like, I'm thrown off a little bit. Like,
you got into a fight?
No, they was trying to, like, bank me, but I, like, try to gave myself time. So I'm like, I get up, I'm about to steal the bitch. But I'm like, hold on, I fuck with you, because I'm counting the heads as coming in. I'm like, oh, shit.
He's like, we're friends.
No, because if I started.
Wait, you got to stay on the mic or they can't hear you.
If I started, you know, damn, I didn't give myself no time.
She said, I fuck with you.
You know, I was like, nah, because I remember please. Saying that. Like, I was stalling.
You said that?
She said,
I don't know
she
who.
Was stalling.
I didn't say please.
She was
she
saying,
said,
no,
I didn't
she
say
was
please.
Saying,
let
I
her
fuck
say.
With you.
Let her
no,
say.
She, like, she came in. She was like, something, my man's you be on my man's. I was still confused with who she was. What is this?
And it was his baby mom.
And the cameras went up and like, yeah, it was his BM. Like, I was kind of confused, like, what's going on? So, like, I fuck with you. Because I start seeing like.
That's me all day.
Nah.
You know like, I can't fight. I fuck with you.
No, because look, I'm ready to hit her.
You
like,
got, wait, you
like,
have to stay on the mic okay. or they can't hear you.
As soon as I hit the. Damn. As soon as I hit the blunt and I peep like how many bitches is right behind her, I'm like, oh shit, you're not about to just
so then
fight.
What happened?
You about to like start
so how
it.
Did your tooth fall out?
Oh. I like,
she was like, it wasn't even that.
It wasn't. So look
Krishan.
Imagine they coming in, right?
You have to keep the mic or the viewers.
Right, then I'm gonna walk with it in. Imagine damn.
Jesus.
Where is the other
you
camera?
You have to sit right there.
Just paint the picture,
Krishan. Move your hands.
I can't.
You can't. Paint the picture. You can do it.
You can do it.
Sorry, the couch is an okay. L couch.
There
okay?
you go.
Damn. So we doing this. I'm backing up, like counting the heads, and then his sister jump on the couch. I'm like, what the fuck is you doing up there? So then I get around right here. It's like a big horse.
Bad.
It's like a TV right there, but it's a horse, like a statue. So I get behind a horse and I hit my mouth.
On the horse?
Yeah, because I try to run, but my socks, I slip. And all I hear is crunch. Like, damn, but I almost knocked myself out.
Jesus.
I swear to God. So I like it was like a commercial, like a little cartoon. You know how the cartoons be? You don't go nowhere, but you run in. And then you
and you just off. Slid right into the statue mm-hmm. and busted your...
Yeah, but I like reacted so quick.
I know. She's
you got a mic.
We going to have a whole episode I know. We and need, ain't nobody going to be able to hear you.
She needs a thing. She needs a
I'm loving enough. Off.
You know.
All right,
so
she's so cute.
So,
I know she's so cute. When she smiles, it's just the cutest thing in the world.
Oh my God, I hate it.
Why?
Oh my God,
you look so. You, when you smile, it is literally like the prettiest thing. It's so cute.
It's like a kid. Yeah.
You, but it's
I
like.
I hate it. All right. Damn, let's get to the story.
Oh, yo, so I hit my mouth on the horse.
It didn't. It just was hanging. Mm-hmm. The dentist had to pull it out.
No.
Jesus.
But I thought I knocked the whole front of the shit out because all of it was tender, but only one crack. Well, I think this one cracked. It just, I ain't taking that out.
Yeah,
it's
don't.
About to fall please.
Out by itself. Yeah, don't take that out.
But the dentist was trying to because it said it cracked up here. Too.
You want some more?
Yeah.
Ginger ale.
We feel please.
Thank
it's
you.
Hot in here.
Take your jacket off.
Is it hot?
She got
it's
a bra
jacket.
On.
It's a shirt.
Oh,
it's a I'm big sorry. Ass shirt. It's oh. my nigga shirt.
Okay.
My
hey, Blue.
Hey, Blue. Hey, Daddy.
Not Daddy. Where are you going?
Where are you going? I need a break. Y'all see.
She needs a break. Okay.
She needs a break. Take
a joke.
Okay, take a break. She needs a break.
Take a five.
I'm just hot.
Isn't you hot? Hot? They were hot. I was.
You
I was
woozy?
Cold. Okay, don't so pack. Do we okay. need to get a...
Do you need some water?
A what? Test?
A test?
I know.
I'm not pregnant. I probably got liquor poisoning, hopefully. What?
No, not hopefully. I don't want you to
don't
have that either.
That.
Then what is it? I'm hot, and I'm like...
You feel like you're about to throw up?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you want cute. Some ice?
Help her, yeah. seriously.
Jake, can you hurry up? You're just talking. She like, bitch, hurry up.
Please.
Looking at me crazy.
Thank you.
I'm
Ash.
Hot. You not hot?
No.
Oh, dang, I don't have any. Something
is
sour. She needs something
you can
sour.
Go go ahead.
Is it hot here? Y'all, you not hot?
We're comfortable.
Everybody's cold. I'm cold.
You hot? Oh, she hot. Cool.
She just okay. said it to make she's... you feel like you wasn't crazy.
Just keep drinking and ginger ale.
Is it this leather that make you hot?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yes. leather. You're so cute.
You cute too. Both of y'all.
Aww.
Christian.
Thank you for coming. Wait,
okay.
What is your. Oh, I want to talk about her career goals though.
Okay.
What
yeah,
gonna
no, I was going to do the ice cream. Oh, let's wait. We're
about to switch.
Well, yeah,
gears.
Let's turn up.
Let's
yeah.
do, okay. switch it up a little bit and let's do.
We almost done. Okay. I know
y'all
you're
don't
ready
drink?
To get up.
No, I don't want to leave.
We do, but we're not drinking on this episode.
Not with V looking like that. How you gonna fly out and not be in the episode? That's so crazy.
We're shooting her episode next. She can come in.
Oh,
we're shooting an episode with her.
Okay,
we're talking about Pretty V, y'all.
So
she
we're gonna
there.
Play.
So you gonna look like that at the end of it? You're a real nigga for real. I should
have
came with no lashes.
You didn't have to.
You're pretty. You don't need any.
Yeah, but
that.
I put up with no makeup. I put so much makeup on.
She was in the car lining her lips. I'm like, come on.
Right, and I'm like, she's like, I ain't put no makeup. I'm like, I wish I was that pretty. The fuck,
you are.
It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She's like, I know
I'm that cute, but not that cute. That bitch too.
I know I'm that cute, but not that cute. So
okay, we're gonna play this or that.
All right,
okay.
Go on.
Rapid fire: successful love or successful career?
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
I know, y'all probably upset if you're not on Patreon. Because it ended like that. But part two of this conversation, we got a whole 45 minutes left. It's going to be on our Patreon.
It's going to be on our Patreon. Make sure you guys go subscribe to our Patreon where all of our bonus and extended content is on. And you don't want to miss this. Part two with Krishan Rock. It was very,
so
very,
good.
Very interesting. Make sure you guys go check it out.
That's our baby. We love her. And thank you guys for watching part one. Go check out part two on Patreon.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.